RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles authorities reporting 10 arrests in the ongoing wildfires. District Attorney Nathan Huckman.
These are the people who are seeking to exploit this tragedy for their own benefit. These are people who have engaged in looting, arson.
He didn't specify what they should be, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says any federal aid as Los Angeles continues recovering from the ongoing wildfires should be conditional. At the State Department, President Biden talked up his foreign policy legacy, declaring, in his view, how his administration has made America's adversaries weaker. He noted that Ukraine is still free and independent. North Korea has been making a big show of its military capabilities ahead of President-elect Trump's nomination this coming Monday. South Korea says Pyongyang fired multiple short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. They flew about 155 miles before falling into the water. This is ABC News. Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year had to deal with a stalker.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Indiana police say the number one pick in the WNBA draft was forced to alter her public appearances and the places she went for fear that 55-year-old Michael Lewis would be there. Lewis has been charged with felony stalking, sending numerous texts and explicit DMs to Caitlin Clark from his social media accounts. Lewis is from Texas but was arrested in Indianapolis and acknowledged to officers who detained him any relationship he had with Clark was purely imaginary. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
His family announced the death of Oliviero Toscani, photographer of those provocative ad campaigns for Benetton in the 80s and 90s before breaking with the knitwear brand. One of his images depicted a black woman breastfeeding a white baby, part of Benetton's advocacy for diversity and religious tolerance. Oliviero Toscani was 82. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the off-season vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad." couch. At least he got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chilly night ahead as temperatures drop to 0 to 5 below zero and wind chills around 20 below. Skies will turn mostly clear, northwest winds. On Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the lower to middle teens. Currently 14 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be in with a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. What's grinding his gears? And more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck. Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy show today. Mm-hmm. It's Monday. Mr. Global Matt Randolph going to be joining us at 10:33. He has been on the show before. He is a certified oil and gas expert. He's been working in the gas industry, oil and gas industry, since he got out of high school.
Yeah.
He has, if you follow him on YouTube, and I highly encourage you to do so, he has a Get to Know Mr. Global video up.
Yes.
It's about 36, 37 minutes.
Yes.
But he explains his journey and how he got to where he is. We're going to talk about that with him a little bit. He did not come from a background of privilege.
No, he came from, and we'll talk more about this, but he came from very humble beginnings.
He did, yep. And had some bad deals.
Yep.
Had some bad deals go down, but persevered. And then we're going to talk about drill, baby, drill, because, of course, the incoming president has said, yep, we're gonna fix everything, Greg Bach, by just drilling more and producing more, and that's going to fix all of our problems. Matt Randolph will be here to address that coming up after the 10:30 news. If you have a question for Matt,
yes,
please email that now. You can send it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. You can also text in a question for Mr. Global, again, at 855-752-4842. Next hour, Beyond the Cheese is back.
Yes!
For 2025, we are going to kick it off. This is a segment where we like to feature businesses in Wisconsin outside of the dairy industry. Mm-hmm. And there are many, many of them.
Some of the best industries ever. The best industries.
Of all the industries.
Of all the industries are the best industries.
These are among the best. We have Stephen Aronson, who is with Wisconsin Knitwear. Mm-hmm. And they're based in Milwaukee. They've been around for a long time. It was a company that his grandfather started.
Dang!
And they make knit hats.
Yep.
I'm very excited about this. Stephen is going to be coming in to join us in studio after the 11 o'clock news for Beyond the Cheese. And again, if you know someone, if you work with someone, if there is someone in your town who has their own business.
If you are someone with their own business.
Send us. Let us know.
Yeah.
We can feature you on Beyond the Cheese, again, at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. At 11:30, we'll lighten things up a little bit. I went to dinner with a very good friend over the weekend.
Yeah.
Lovely company.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible food.
Lovely friendship, terrible soup.
Oh, my God. Do you send food back at restaurants?
Yeah.
I am very curious about this. If you get something that is like, yeah, this is not good, I'm sending it back to the kitchen.
I will tell my maybe one story of it.
Excellent.
It's a doozy.
We would love to hear from you after the 11:30 news. Again, do you send food back at restaurants?
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it all up with this shouldn't be a thing, as we always do. Today it's the Bombs Away edition.
There we go.
So stick around for that. Wanted to start off, though, with just a couple of updates, especially regarding the California wildfires. Still a nightmare out there. They did have, it looks like, a little break with the winds over the weekend.
Yes.
Unfortunately, those are supposed to start kicking up again over the next couple of days. Not surprisingly, although it is disappointing, the amount of misinformation now that's being spread on social media.
Yes.
Especially Facebook. Because they don't fact check anymore, Greg Bach, because they don't need to.
No, that's fact checking leads to censorship, and censorship is un-American. And why would you want to go to a place where you can find real factual information? Why go there?
Yeah, why do that? Facebook post allegedly claims that people can come to California to join a cleanup crew in areas affected by recent L.A. wildfires. Cal Fire says, no, that's not true. There is no opportunity available. As lovely as that is, that people want to help, and I think that's great, the last thing they need is people showing up from out of state at local firehouses with no experience saying, I'm here to help.
Well, what even frightens me more is that come to California, meet up with us, and that leads to more nefarious things, kidnapping, thing. Like, it sounds bad from start to finish.
If you really want to help, redcross.org.
Yep.
You can donate money to redcross.org. Don't forget the Red Cross is largely volunteer. So if this is really something that you would like to do in the future, they have training programs for people.
Yeah.
On how to deal with disasters and how to deal with people who are dealing with disasters.
Yeah.
There's training involved.
I would even say in the next few weeks, because this happened during Milton and Helene, if you are a pet lover, a pet owner, of someone who fosters, get in touch with your local shelters and ask them if they have any knowledge of when pets might be coming their way, because that's what happened during Helene and
Milton,
thank you. Is that we had an influx of animals come through because they had to be rehomed. So even if you can help that way, you know, there's ways of helping from home. You don't have to go to California to do good.
Well, and again, I appreciate the sentiment, and I think folks feel trapped, or not trapped, but like stuck.
I
want to do something.
Yeah.
I want to do something. But again, you don't want to just fly out to California and show up at a fire station and say, I'm here, I'm ready to help.
Yeah.
Contact the Red Cross if you would really like to be a volunteer.
Yeah.
There are other agencies. World Central Kitchen, I know, is on the ground now in California. That's a terrific organization that provides meals to people all over the world who are dealing with disasters. And the other easier thing to do that you can do locally is give blood.
You can give blood all the time.
Yep.
Always.
Every 8 weeks, if you're doing just regular blood like me, Greg does the double blood.
I give double blood.
He gives double blood.
I give two times blood. You can have all of my blood, everybody.
But consider that as well, making a donation to Versity. They've got locations all over the place.
Yeah.
And it takes about an hour. I just gave last Thursday. It was great. They are so nice.
Yes, they are.
They are so nice. And the woman who was donating next to me, and she got done before I did, we had the longest conversation. I thought she was going to donate again.
8 weeks later.
You might make new friends. So go give blood if you are able. And the one thing that I found out, too, when I went to donate last week was that young people do not donate, typically.
No, it's not something
that's top of mind.
It's not top of mind. It's something that you have to be like. I didn't start donating until one day my friends, and she's younger than me, she said, I'm going to give at State Fair. They're doing a blood drive. Do you want to go with? I said, why not? So we did. And it just became a thing.
And how old were you when that happened?
Oh, my goodness. I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And I was lucky. I don't know if I'd be a donor now if it wasn't for the kid. Because, kids have things going on. And giving blood. And, I mean, when I say kids, I mean I'm not like 12-year-olds. I actually don't know how old.
I think you have to be 18.
Yeah. But, like, it's something you should really get into. It's easy to start doing. It's such a... Over time, you don't realize how much you've given, and it's such a good feeling to know that you're part of the solution on that problem, because there's always a shortage.
What is the one thing that we always take away when we talk to Colleen from Versity? If every person gave?
If every eligible person gave once a year, just once.
Just once.
there would be no shortages anymore.
So think about that. Consider that if you've never done it. I have given on and off over the years, but you are the one who inspired me to go regularly. So now I'm going every 8 weeks. It's great.
Good.
I want to get a pin.
You want to give blood.
I want to give blood. Okay. I really want to give blood, but I want... Yes, there are fabulous pins, apparently, that you can get after you've donated so much. But again, our thoughts with the folks in California. I also want to point out that there are Mexican and Canadian firefighters who are now helping.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Who knew other countries would be so helpful to us? And
Yeah. And a big shout out to the firefighters.
Yep.
And the pilots of those planes.
Oh, my gosh. Those planes are amazing.
You can find some incredible footage of what they're doing. And these Canadian planes don't even have a bucket where they scoop.
Yeah.
They skim over the water.
Yep.
And apparently suck up 1,000 gallons of water. And it's really remarkable.
Yeah.
Also, just one little tidbit.
Oh, boy. That there's some toot in that tidbit.
Marjorie Taylor Greene launches unhinged call for officials to manipulate the weather to stop the firefighters in fires in Los Angeles. God. Why don't they use geoengineering like cloud seeding to bring rain down on the wildfires in California? They know how to do it.
Representative Matugan, I will allow you to bring that idea forth if you can explain to me properly what that even means.
Apparently, cloud seeding is a thing in very localized small areas.
Yeah,
I'm gleaning from things I've touched on.
You're gleaning. She couldn't explain anything at all.
Of course not. What about the weather machine? Why aren't the Democrats using the same weather machine that they used to create the hurricanes that hit Western North Carolina?
Why don't we take the Jewish space lasers and uninstall lasers and point like water cannons on there? Like it's like a Lego toy. You pull the space laser off, you attach a big hose, and then you just shoot space water at them. Oh, Jewish space water.
Such a good idea.
I am full of good ideas today.
You should email her.
I will.
She'll probably jump right on it. In the couple of minutes that we have left, because we don't want to belabor this too much, but the Packers are out.
Yep. And nobody is surprised.
Well, did you see the beginning of the game?
No, I was.
It was not good.
Yeah.
The first play was not good. They lost to the Eagles 22-10 in the wild card playoffs. That means the Packers are done. I'm surprised they got 10.
I think that people were like saying that they can't score. When they got 10, they're like, oh, they can, but this is not going to be there. But let's remember once again, and Pat was talking about this earlier in the morning, a young team. I don't want anyone talking about replacing. I don't want anyone firing.
No.
We are 2 years into a young team with an experienced coach. Let's just have some faith. If the sort of talent that's been shown this season and past season or anything to be thought about, we're going to have something special in the next few years, I think. I truly believe that.
Don't forget, we had decades of suckage.
Yeah.
So a couple years to rebuild with this very young... We can do this. We can do this.
Yeah.
All right. When we return, Brookfield, they need some cash. Hello, Wisconsin legislature. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Gal B. On the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We were just talking about the California fires. Also, if you would like to help out, we were talking about giving blood. Yeah. Easy thing to do. Vercity has locations all over the place. And we were also talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene saying they just cloud seed and dump water on all these wildfires in California, and that will take care of it, or cloud seed. Cassandra on the live stream says it costs billions of dollars to cloud seed. It's usually done in the Middle East, I think. The big oil guys do it. I still think they should use the Democrats' weather machine. I don't know why the Democrats haven't started up that weather machine that apparently caused the hurricanes in western North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, it's Democrats sitting behind a switch. It's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Where you see sky, you just pull back the sky, and there are just Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi with a switch going,
yeah, that's not a thing. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Richard Fogarty is the author. Headline reads, Brookfield residents will see a mixed $6 million operating referendum on the April 1st ballot. Brookfield Common Council gave the green light to put this on the ballot. They've sought the property tax increase to take care of major budget gaps that the city of Brookfield is expected to face in the next 5 years. City officials say they need more money to keep the current levels of service across departments as we go forward. Robert Scott is the city of Brookfield's director of finance and administration. He said grant funding for 9 city of Brookfield firefighter and paramedic positions ends in May of this year. The city is forecasting a budget gap of $4 million for 2026. That grows to $7 million by 2029. The referendum also includes language that, if approved, would make permanent the city of Brookfield's authority and ability to levy $6 million annually. Now, if you would talk to some people in our state government, they would say that cities and municipalities get plenty of money from the state.
Yeah, I mean,
they should just be, tighten your belt, guys.
Yeah. We saw a lot of referendums on education, and people like Robin Voss see that as like, well, if the people are raising their own taxes, it's fine. Why should I have to help you?
Right.
So, Brookfield, you're, guess what? You're on your own now. And I'm going to guess in one of the most conservative cities, in one of the most conservative counties in America, this is not going to bode well for them.
You think it'll fail?
I don't know. I mean, the fact that the school referendums passed, even though all of them didn't pass.
Not all of them, but a large number of them did.
But like the fact that Milwaukee's passed $272 million, I was surprised by that because that was a lot. In Brookfield, I can see this going down in flames because people are going to say, well, I don't want to raise my taxes. I don't want my fees to go up. But then they don't want to lose services, too.
Well, exactly. You're willing to give up firefighters then.
Yeah. Well,
you're willing to give up paramedics then. What else are you willing to give up? Because that's what it's going to take. You're talking about a $4 million shortfall just next year.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
Yep.
And Robin Voss can't do anything but pat himself on the back for being so magnanimous.
He's so helpful.
With the shared revenue that they finally increased after how many years?
Well, I mean, the shared revenue and, my God, the education he kept on referring to as we gave the biggest education funding increase in a generation. Like, that's not a brag, bro. And the shared revenue, when I worked for the city of Racine, my God, the scrimping, the scraping, the begging for more share revenue we had to do. And they would just look at us and say, no, we don't have to give you anything. You don't vote for us. So therefore, we don't have to help you. So Robin Voss giving a teensy bit of more money to people, of course, that makes him feel like the God King. He helps you how he can. Other than that, raise your own taxes amongst the people.
Please go ahead.
The Popcorn King has spoken.
Just don't blame me. Don't come back and blame me. I don't want to be responsible for that.
It's the gerrymandered court. What does that mean? I don't know. Yeah, it's.
It will be interesting to see. Again, this is all coming up on the April ballot, which is going to be here really quickly.
I'm gonna this referendum measure. I'm gonna be watching.
And don't forget, Wisconsin is a $4 billion. $4.5 billion.
$4.5, $4.6, depending on your target.
$4.5, $4.6 billion surplus. That the Republicans, Devin Lemieux, has already said that their number one priority is tax cuts.
Tax cuts. They're gonna pull. All of Evers. How do they phrase it? Basically, all these proposals he has in the budget, they're gonna pull them. So it's gonna be nothing but tax cuts. And let me guess. It won't really affect me because I'm not rich.
Well, I think they should just call it the Diane Hendricks gift. She's one of the richest women in the country. She needs a tax cut, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, you got to scrimp and I don't know.
You can't get that extra cheese on your Whopper.
It's terrible.
I know. I get it.
It's tough times.
Tough times,
tough
man.
Times for the ultra wealthy in this country.
Let's have a moment, please. Let's take a moment to just...
Okay, that was long enough.
All right, cool.
We have news coming up next. And then when we return, Matt Randolph is known as Mr. Global. You can follow him on Instagram and on TikTok and primarily on YouTube now.
Yeah, YouTube is where he likes to be. Yeah.
He is an oil and gas industry expert. And we are going to talk about not only his origin story and how he became Mr. Global, but also what he foresees under a second Trump administration. Donald Trump said he's going to drill, baby, drill once he gets back into office. And that's going to fix all of America's problems.
Done. Just pack up, go home.
We'll kick that around coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Yes, we are global, baby, on the Civic Media app for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Los Angeles authorities reporting 10 arrests in the ongoing wildfires. District Attorney Nathan Hochman.
These are the people who are seeking to exploit this tragedy for their own benefit. These are people who have engaged in looting, arson.
He didn't specify what they should be, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says any federal aid as Los Angeles continues recovering from the ongoing wildfires should be conditional. At the State Department, President Biden talked up his foreign policy legacy, declaring in his view how his administration has made America's adversaries weaker. He noted that Ukraine is still free and independent. North Korea has been making a big show of its military capabilities ahead of President-elect Trump's nomination this coming Monday. South Korea says Pyongyang fired multiple short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. They flew about 155 miles before falling into the water. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their are ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the off-season vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher, offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chilly night ahead as temperatures drop to 0 to 5 below zero and wind chills around 20 below. Skies will turn mostly clear, northwest winds. On Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the lower to middle teens. It's 12 at our studios.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just driving, he's going bumping, 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 bumping,
bumping,
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn as the national media landscape continues to evolve. Plus, when insurance companies go broke, who pays? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11 o'clock news, we're going to be back with Beyond the Cheese. It's a segment where we feature businesses in Wisconsin outside of the dairy industry. Today, we're going to be talking to Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knits. Wisconsin Knitwear. They make caps. And we're going to talk to Stephen about it after the 11 o'clock news. He is going to be in studio with us. Really looking forward to that. Right now, though, it's Monday, and he is back after the new year. Matt Randolph is here, also known as Mr. Global. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Good morning, Jane and everyone. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Doing well.
Thanks so much for joining us. We wanted to start off, Matt, with you have a little getting to know you video now on YouTube, which I think
which I think is
Greg and I both watched it and think it's fantastic. And what I think is really important for folks to understand is that you did not come from a background of privilege. You had some bad deals along the way as you were getting into this industry. And ultimately, though, you stuck with it. You went to school and you became an oil and gas industry expert, which is a thing.
Yeah.
Gavin, do we have do we have that clip from Mr. Global? This is from Mr. Global's Getting to Know You video. Take a listen.
We wrote the latest version for, you know, all the standards for hydraulic fracturing. We revised and rewrote the pressure control manual. We updated and rewrote the well operations manual, all the global standards. And when I completed that with my teammates, I received a formal nomination to be formally appointed as an expert, a subject matter expert in hydraulic fracturing and well site operations. When you receive that formal nomination, what happens is it goes before a board of experts that have very high technical authority, the highest technical authority you can have. And they basically look at your life's work. They look at everything you've done in your career and where you're at today, and they basically decide if you get it or not. And I got it. So 2019, I became a formally recognized oil and gas expert.
Congratulations on that, Matt Randolph. Seriously, that sounds like quite an accomplishment, and it's not something that everybody gets.
That is correct. It's tough to get, yeah.
Now, this happened as you were working for Shell?
Yes.
And also in your origin story, again, you talk about some of the deals that you had made before you ultimately ended up working at Shell. I would think for some of the folks that you worked with before, knowing that you got this recognition, that's got to annoy them.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Can you send this certification to all of the people that I don't work with anymore? Can you send embossed letters to them? Thank you.
You know, I was sitting in my truck one day and I was fixing it. I had something I needed to do, and it just dawned on me, like, people don't know, like, where I started and how I got to where I am, because it's not like a typical story. Everybody I know personally in this industry that holds a title that I hold are legacy people. And what that means is their parents were like executives of big oil companies. And so as legacy, they got a free pass to go into the university their parents attended. They got a free pass to join the company their parents worked for. They got, their whole career was planned with their company that their parents worked at. So the oil and gas industry has that legacy thing, just like colleges and universities do.
Yep.
And a lot of the people that kind of reach the high levels are really legacy people that are brought from the beginning, and they're always planned to end up where they end up. There's not a lot of people like me in the industry that literally have to start at the bottom and work their way to that point. It's not very common at all.
Matt, do you think for those folks who are at, you know, like the executive level now in oil companies, did those guys work on rigs like you did?
No. No. None of them. That I know. No, I don't know a single. As a matter of fact, most of the oil and gas experts I know have never worked in the oil and gas industry at all. Most of them are journalists who reported on it for so long that they just kind of became an expert or became, they're not recognized by the industry. They're recognized by the media and by the public, but they're not industry recognized. The other ones are like analysts, like, you know, people that sit around and look at data all day. But there's not a lot of industry expert. I mean, there are a lot of industry experts that came the way I did. They're just not formally recognized. You know, they don't ever get those credentials from the industry. So it's not that they don't exist. It's just that they're not recognized.
That must make you crazy.
Well, it makes them crazy because I'm doing something with my recognition. Most people that get it don't do anything with it. They don't use it to benefit the public or themselves in any way. And so I decided to do something with mine. Like if I'm going to receive this title, then I'm going to use this somehow. Like I'm not just going to put it on the shelf to show to my grandkids.
Here's
someday.
My plaque. That's, yeah.
Yeah. It should be more than that. You worked for it. You should do something with it is the way I look at it. So,
and that's one of the things I noticed when I watched the video was that, you know, we'll see videos of people who are like, well, I left this industry and I'm going to tell you about it. You were still working for Shell when you were talking about these aspects. And you say in the video, they weren't a fan of that.
No, not at all. They were looking for a reason. And the thing was, I was never a fit for that type of like corporate structure of big oil. Because corporation, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Like it's just there's no freedom. Like and they don't value you. There's no freedom to express yourself. Like it's not a healthy way to live is working for big corporations. It's just not.
Well, so, and you don't seem like enough of a game player to me.
That's the perfect statement because my whole time at Shell, they kept telling me, you got to learn how to play the game. And I'm like, I'm not here to play a game.
What's like, the game?
Yeah. You know, it's the game of Survivor. Yeah. That's literally because when you work at a corporation with a lot of people who are extremely talented and you're all competing with each other, what that means is all those people are also trying to sabotage everyone else. There's like alliances being formed and it's like, it is crazy. We had people that were like recording private conversations and turning them, you know, people would walk into my office and record conversations with me and other people too. And all those people that did that stuff got let go. Cause you know, that's not cool. But it is so competitive that people go to the worst, they become the worst person they can be, but out of the competitiveness that's kind of born from that.
If you're just joining us, Matt Randolph is our guest. He is known as Mr. Global. He is an oil and gas industry expert. I highly encourage you to subscribe and follow him. He breaks down how things work. He's got graphs. He's got charts. He has the expertise. He has enough facts to annoy everyone on all sides, which is one of the reasons why we like having him.
And he makes you laugh, too. That's an important thing. I feel like oil and gas can be an extremely dry topic, and you make it very interesting to listen to. I was very excited to come across the origin story video because I was like, you were right. Like, you're just sitting there, and it just seems like you pulled over and you said, I'm going to tell my story real quick, and then I could get back to work. But it was just very cool to watch, and I love the videos you're putting on YouTube, especially now, a little longer and a little more informative, but it's... Yeah, we love having you here. You're great.
Well, if you have questions about how gas prices work, about energy prices, about how much we produce, I highly, again, encourage you to follow Mr. Global on all of the social media platforms. But, Matt, we have the second Trump administration going to be sworn in a week from today. And, again, he has promised we're going to drill, baby, drill, and we're going to offshore drill, and we're going to do all the drilling, and then that is going to fix all of our problems, I found an article that says essentially the fact that the U.S. is already the world's biggest oil producer and biggest gas exporter is going to make all of Trump's goals very hard to achieve.
Yeah, and basically, you know, people are saying now what I've been saying all along for the last couple of years is we're not going to drill, baby, drill. That's not a thing. That's a slogan that Sarah Palin came up with, you know, 20 years ago or whatever, whenever it was. Because we're not at max capacity, but I mean, we're the number one producer of everything when it comes to energy. We're, you know, we're the number one producer of oil, natural gas. We're the number one exporter of natural gas. And in addition to that, with technology, we don't need to drill like we did back in the old days. Like, we can produce more with a lot less stuff now. That's just, you know, so I said in one video, he should have said, you know, maybe produce, baby, produce, because drill, baby, drill is not a thing. Like, you know, one rig can do what 20 rigs used to do, but we're never going to have this rig counts and stuff that they focus on, that we're never going to see that again, you know.
Well, and the other thing that he has claimed is that we're going to reduce energy prices. Everybody's energy costs are going to go down, and consumers will save so much money, but that will have a very detrimental effect on the gas and oil industry, correct?
Well, the real difficulty in reducing energy prices, you know, it was the Republican Party who was going to shut down the government in 2015 if we didn't lift the export ban. If we didn't, you know, because we had a 40-year export ban in place where we couldn't export oil, natural gas, and these things. Every single bit of the increases in oil production in the United States since the day we lifted that export ban is all being exported. So we're basically producing about 4.5 million barrels a day more than we were when we lifted the ban, and we're exporting 4.5 million barrels a day. So every single thing we have increased is going out of the country. And that is not conducive to lowering prices at home when everything's getting sent overseas. Does that make sense? Like, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Well, and oil companies aren't going to take on something that is going to decrease their profits.
No, they're not. And, If you look at the price of gasoline adjusted for inflation, I mean, even at $3 right now, everyone gets sticker shock at $3. We were paying more than that, like 20 years ago, adjusted for inflation. Actually, not even adjusted for inflation, we were paying more for that in 2012.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is 2024. It's not 1994. Things cost more, you know, and so there is, you know, some room there for gas prices to come down. There's, you know, I've tried to have a trigger laws implemented through Congress that reduces exports as prices rise. There's things, simple things we can do that will help the consumer and bring down costs. But this notion that gas prices are so high, nobody can afford to drive, it's not a function of gas prices. It's a function of low wages in the United States, as far as I'm concerned. So, but that's a whole nother.
Well, you know, Matt, we don't have time for your liberal agenda and your super crispy communist manifesto. Like, that's what it always comes back to. It always comes back to those little aspects of, like, you know, hey, if we just paid people a little bit more, they could afford a lot. Yeah, I would love for gas to be like $2.50. Stay there. I got to, you know, but like $3, that's also not, I've paid way more for that. And it's just the world we live in. And yeah, but you start talking about better wages. Oh my gosh. You want to talk about getting triggered? My goodness.
We'll continue talking to Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, on the other side. We have a question come in, and we also want to talk about that new Billy Bob Thornton TV show that Greg is all excited about.
Either you love it or hate it.
And
I feel like
your
Matt.
Take on it next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinaire on Air. Jane Matinaire, Greg Bach, the board lord on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our guest right now, Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. I highly encourage you to subscribe and follow him. He's on all the socials, on Instagram, on YouTube in particular. That seems, Matt, where you're devoting a lot more of your time. But if you have questions about how the oil and gas industry works, I've learned so much from you. And I see that, Matt, on all the comments on your videos, too, because you break it down in ways that's very understandable. Mm-hmm. And you have the charts behind you, and you can say, look, this is what happened at this point in time.
Or, look, this guy is an idiot. There you go.
And if you're ever going to challenge Mr. Global, I highly encourage you to have all your facts, because that's some of my favorite stuff, Matt. When you go, yeah, that's not a thing.
I say that a lot.
You do. With people who are coming at you, they're so sure. They're so sure that they're right. And, yeah, they're not. They're not right. We do have a question on the text line here from Steve from Milwaukee. What is Mr. Global's take on sustainable energy? Which sources do you prefer?
So the thing about sustainable energy, it's not so much about which sources we prefer. It's how we're using each source. And so that's one of my issues. You know, the thing we're doing with renewable energy is we're just like installing it everywhere. But, you know, wind is better in some places, solar is better in some places. And one of the things we're not doing, in my opinion, is looking at, okay, what is this city going to look like 30 years from now? Like, I don't think we're factoring in population growth, you know, industrial based growth and things like that, because it's not, you know, we spent decades studying climate change using, you know, science and, you know, we're not using science to install the renewable energy. It's just, here's tax credits, here's money, let's go put it up. And it's, it's going to come back in the future, and we're going to have to spend a lot more money than we are to fix things, because we're not planning for the future. It's like we're planning for today. You know, if you look at a city that's going to double in size in the next 30 years, you know, a small mid-sized city that's going to have a lot of population growth and a lot of industrial base growth. And it's really about the industrial base, because that's where most of your electricity is consumed. And in areas where we're getting a ton of, like, you know, manufacturing and industrial growth, we're installing energy that can't sustain it. Does that make sense? So we're relying more, we're installing sustainable energy, yet still relying more on fossil fuels in those areas, because what they're installing can't handle the growth in the manufacturing base. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I've been a little bit critical of wind energy, but it's not because of wind energy, it's how they're using it and how they're installing it. Wind energy works great in some places and it's terrible in others. And we're putting it in places where it's terrible, right? So it's more like how we're utilizing it than the energy itself, if that makes any sense.
It does. And it also, again, I think it's not everyone in the oil and gas industry is completely against other forms of energy, right? That's not unusual.
You know, a lot of people over the years, they've been very fearful of it because they think it's, you know, they've always thought it's going to cost them their jobs. And I've told them, for 20 years, I've said it's not renewable energy that's going to cost you your job. It's efficiency and technology. You know, when this project used to take 20 people, there's going to be a day where like two or three people can do it. That's what's going to cost you your job. It's not those wind turbines. It's not those solar panels. It's energy and efficiency and technology in the industry we're currently in is what's going to cost you your job. And they're starting to realize that that is the truth. It's not renewables. It's advances in technology that's costing people jobs.
And I think that that's going to be the case, not just for the oil and gas industry. It's going to be the technological advances and the AI advances are what unfortunately is going to start keep making us obsolete.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
I just want to ask you this very quickly, but we did get a question in with regard to it. So there's that show Landman that I love with Billy Bob Thornton, and they say on there, and Tony on the live stream brings it up, they said that the price per barrel, they say on the show, should be between $76 and $88 a barrel. That's the sweet spot. Is that, one, is that true? And two, how much does that show just romanticize your industry beyond, like, for you? Can you watch that show?
I can watch it. It drove me crazy at first because it's so inaccurate as far as how things actually work in the industry. Like, there's not a person that does what Billy Bob Thornton does in that show. what a landman does is he or she sits in an office and looks at like contracts and land deeds. Like, they don't go to the field. So Billy Bob Thornton doesn't do anything. If anything, Billy Bob Thornton is closer to me than a landman. Like, so that's like, you know, but it is very romanticized. As far as the pricing and stuff, that changes with, you know, my company has a very low break-even point. Other companies have much higher break-even points. So that's not what they, you know, I remember that episode. It could be the break-even point for that company, but it's lower across the industry. It's more like $40, $50 a barrel.
Subscribe to Mr. Global on all the socials. He is Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global. Real quickly, how are the chickens? Are they still alive?
Yes.
The chickens are alive. Excellent. We will stay in touch. Thank you so much, Matt. Really, really appreciate it. We got news coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to talk about what to expect from the Trump administration with the inauguration less than a week away.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department sent to congressional leadership the part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report dealing with then-President Trump's role in the Capitol riot. The report, obtained by ABC News through a source who got their hands on it. In a letter accompanying the report, Smith calls laughable Trump's baseless attacks on the federal prosecutors who brought two criminal cases against him. The Los Angeles wildfires continue, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that fanned the first blazes is returning.
We've got 36 hours of what will be an urgent situation again in California. It is different than what happened last week. It's a little less, but still the type that can take down trees and power lines. And we've got this upper level support speeding up the Santa Ana winds and making it even bigger.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. Federal public health officials reporting high levels of respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, and RSV in 29 states, very high levels in 6 states. This is ABC News. Jim Ryan. More than a dozen of President-elect Trump's